Tom Watkins, who's the former state superintendent for education here in the state of Michigan. He is a consultant that travels the globe when it comes to talking and helping folks with business and education. He's coming to us live from China as we speak. Tom, how are you?
I'm great, Tony. I'm talking to you from Xi'an, China.
All right. Where in China is Xi'an?
Xi'an is the ancient capital of China, and it's about dead center of the country. It's where a lot of people would recognize it. It's the Terracotta Warriors. If you've been to P.F. Chang's, you've seen replicas of the Terracotta Warriors. These are thousands of stone statues made out of clay thousands of years ago that were guarding a tomb. It was discovered about in 1979. It's a very famous tourist attraction here in China and around the world.
All right, tell us about the city that you're in. Give us those of us who haven't been there a little taste of it.
Well, as you look out the window right now, you're seeing a lot of what is referred to as China's national bird, which is the building crane. I can see over a dozen high-rise building cranes going up here in the city. The entire country is one big construction site, building roads, airports, bridges, ports, in fact, entire cities. I was just left a conference in Chengdu in Sichuan province, where we used to have a sister relationship with that province dating back to the Millikan years. And they are building a new city, which will, in about 18 months, house over 2 million people.
Are they getting a late start with catching up on their infrastructure?
Well, they are. I mean, China, under Mao Zedong, really turned inward. It was a backward country. But since Deng Xiaoping opened the country up to the world about 30 years ago, the country has been on steroids. You literally can go from donkey carts to bullet trains and the nicest airports you'll ever see anywhere in the world. So it's a rapidly developing nation, a nation of over 1.3 billion, over 400 million people that have risen up out of poverty over the last 30 years. 400 million people gone from poverty to the equivalent of the middle class. So it's a thriving and amazing country. And it's one that that I've written and talked quite a bit about, that we have to find ways to assure that China's rise can come at our demise.
We know that China's, or that the big three are in China trying to sell more vehicles. What other businesses are trying to get a foothold there from America?
Well, in fact, today all business is global, and so you have small businesses and big businesses that are here. But certainly Amway is about an $8 billion business, and it's not only creating jobs here in China, it's creating jobs back in America. But Whirlpool and just about any organization that that wants to grow should be looking at this market. China, in the near future, will be one of the biggest purchasers of luxury goods. They're very much into name brand merchandising, and Michigan has quite a bit that the Chinese want and need, whether it's automobiles, technology, medical, education, you name it. We can sell it to the Chinese. And Governor Snyder, I think, very wisely, is looking and making sure that the Chinese view Michigan as a hospitable place to do business, and so we can attract foreign direct investment from the Chinese entrepreneurs and wealthy individuals that will want to invest in our state and help create jobs in the state of Michigan.
All right, Tom, we will shoot you an email, get you back on the program so you could talk a little bit more about your trip and China in general. We appreciate you so much. Thank you.
It's always good to be with you. I've got 4 or 5 more cities to hit during the 2 weeks on air. Thank you, Tony.